Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our HRMC training call this beautiful Monday morning, July 23rd, 2018. We appreciate so much all of you joining the call. We've got a lot of folks joining in and dialing in this morning for the live call, and we'll have a playback of this call available in the back office later in the morning. What an exciting time it is to be a part of Harvard Risk Management Corporation. First of all, I want to welcome all of our new agents. We are on track for a record recruiting month, and recruiting is so important in our business because I've heard people, and I've probably been guilty of this at first when I was out selling the membership. I said, I don't want to spend any time recruiting, but you always have to think of this, someone recruited you. So recruiting is good because someone recruited you in the business, and that's why you have that opportunity. The gentleman that recruited me 23 years ago, I owe a lot to him because of him opening this door to this amazing opportunity, I've been blessed to earn over $11 million, and I'm very close to that 12th million. And because I was recruited by Ron Krieger 23 years ago, I recruited some people who recruited some people, and it resulted in this fantastic organization of top producers and top performers. And we appreciate the opportunity to join on a Monday morning and meet together. We welcome our brand new agents this might be your very first call. Boy, you picked a great call to be on. We've got standing by this morning Mr. Jim Tanner, a platinum executive director from Boston. We've also got our featured trainer this morning, Ms. Gail Ross, a top producer from the state of Indiana. We'll be going to them here in just a moment. 9 days left in the month, so a little over a week. The month will end next Tuesday. So when we're on this call next Monday, it'll be a little different situation in closing up the month because the month will be closing, we'll say, tomorrow. But right now we got 9 days left, so there's a lot of opportunity to hit your goals and make it happen. I'll talk more about that later in the call. We've got so many people this month going for Performance Club. We might be hitting a record, Jim, on Fast Start Qualifiers. We've got a lot of people Fast Start qualifying this month. Just getting started and going out there and getting their 3-in-1 or getting their 6 memberships done. Congratulations to each of them, and it's going to be a fun close on the month of July here. Sales are up 14% already over June, and June was a fairly good month. It was a summer month. It's not as good as a January or an end of the year like in the fall where we get some really big open enrollments with our group sales. But I'll tell you what, we're up 14% already over June in the month of July. So congratulations again to everyone for a terrific month so far. A couple announcements. We have a B2B certification webinar tomorrow evening. So this is a monthly, or about twice a month. I think we only have this one in July, though. But usually about twice a month we have a webinar. This is kind of the final chapter on your B2B certification. So we offer, as we discussed last week, several different certifications and advanced trainings. Now this one is gives you the training and the information to go out and market the Legal Shield and ID Shield as an employee benefit, or what we call group marketing, and gives you access to all of the huge bonuses and incentives that are available on that side. There's an online training, which is probably 10 to 12 hours of incredible training online to learn how to go do that and learn the system that HRMC has put together for our agents. And then this is the final chapter, the last 2 hours of that training, and it's a live webinar where you actually join the president of HRMC, Mr. Mike Riches, my younger brother, and he spends a couple hours, and there's a Q&A, and it's interactive. It's really, really a great opportunity, and that's going to be tomorrow evening. It's one of the first times we've ever done an evening one, but we've had that requested. There's some of our agents that have full-time jobs. They're not free during the day, so this will be at 7 p.m. tomorrow evening. It'll go to about 9 p.m., and to register, just go under the events tab in the back office. That's the little calendar icon on your toolbar. Click on that, and it's the very first event there you'll see for tomorrow, and you just click the register now. That'll register you for the webinar. It's filling up. Unfortunately, the webinar service we use can hold 100 people, and like last week's webinar on Tuesday was over full, so we had some people that couldn't access that. We do have the playback of that now available in the back office, so you can go under the Advanced Group Training section and listen to a playback of last Tuesday's webinar. But this is, again, the final step in the B2B certification. So if you've gone through the online training, we would encourage you to definitely participate in this webinar tomorrow. Once you register for those webinars, Scott Brooks has got one scheduled for the small business for August. Once you register for any of those webinars, it's really nice because the webinar service sends you reminder emails. And right before the webinar starts, it'll send you another email. So it kind of keeps you updated of when the webinar's coming about. So again, tomorrow evening, 7 p.m. B2B certification webinar. Mr. Josh Riches has spoken the last couple weeks about the membership survey. He did a really good recap of that on Thursday's leadership call. So you could listen to the start of that call. Well, the whole call was really good. Mr. Jim Tanner probably did one of his very best trainings ever on Thursday night. I hope all of you are listening in on that. Just incredible information. I remember hanging up the phone Thursday night and thinking, there's people out there that miss this information, and it will cost them millions of dollars. It's amazing. One call and getting it all gelled in your head the right way, and Jim did a great job last Thursday night on our leadership call, laying that out, just how to hit executive director and why that's so important and critical to your success. And I just thought, you know, there's people that missed that call for whatever reason. Maybe they went and saw a movie, or, you know, maybe they went bowling. There's a myriad of excuses or reasons people weren't on the call live, but that's okay. The playback's there. You can still get the information. It's still just as applicable as it was on Thursday night, on Monday morning. I'm not saying hang up from this call and go listen to it, but sometime listen to the playback of that call. And Josh really dove into the details, too, at the beginning of that call on the membership survey, and we're having incredible results. We've got hundreds and hundreds of those surveys electronically already. We've got a Spanish version in the Spanish docs if you want to use that. Josh talked about on Thursday, he did a single post on his Facebook page. And it was Christina Thompson did that. Alicia, on our Facebook, it's Christina, but Alicia Thompson did a similar post to what Josh did. But I'll tell you, he put that post up, and I think he's at 53, if I remember the number, 53 surveys, 53 free leads that he's received of people responding to that survey, filling it out online. And he's already working those, already selling memberships to them. We've added a little incentive. We're going to do a drawing at the end of the month for any agent that has 25 surveys. If you have 25 surveys for the month, then we're going to put you in the drawing, and we'll give away $100 cash at the end of the month. So definitely that should be a minimum goal, get 100 surveys done before the end of the month. He did a single Facebook post and has over 50 surveys already back in. So again, great tool. He also talked about there's a new scanning option where you can just take a picture of the survey if you do it on paper and upload it right into your CMS. That was a really great addition they added. So again, listen to the playback of that. We'll get some tutorial videos up on that as well. I want to take the call up to Boston. We've got Mr. Jim Tanner, a Platinum Executive Director, on the call this morning. Jim, again, great job on Thursday night's call. Fantastic information that really applies to everyone here on the importance of building a team and becoming an executive director and staying there. You've done that. You've successfully done that and taught many people in your organization to do that. That's why you're Platinum. We appreciate you being on the call this morning, and I know you're going to talk to us about the next big event coming up here in just less than 60 days.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Riches, and welcome to and good morning to all of our HRNC agents. I'm fired up as Mr. Riches was talking. If there was a camera pointed at me, you'd see me pacing. I can't even sit still. I'm so excited about where we are in our business in 2018, in the month of July, and in the week ahead, and especially the week ahead. Mr. Riches, I believe that we will have more folks that are getting Fast Start qualified and Performance Club qualified just in this five-day period, Monday through Friday this week, than in any five-day period in the entire history of our team and organization. And it's a testimony to the market that we are in today, to the training and support that we get through our HRMC platform and all of the advantages that Harvard Risk Management gives us. And certainly, I could go into great detail, which I won't, because I'm so excited about one of those advantages, which is the ongoing premier speakers and trainers that we get access to every Monday and Thursday live on these calls that we can plug into. And, of course, today it's going to be Ms. Gail Ross, who I've been excited to hear from and been promoting this to my team as well. I do want to mention, as Mr. Riches was talking about, my excitement that we're all going to get an opportunity to come together, be in one place, because we are listening to this call live right now, or some of you listening to a playback, and we are spread out. The Harvard Risk Management family, the group, the agents, are spread from coast to coast in two countries. We all live in our cities, in our towns, and what we have in common is this community, this mission to provide equal access to the justice system, to provide advocacy and assistance for identity theft victims, and to provide an opportunity to the folks that want to be entrepreneurs and win with the American dream. And we're all doing that together, but we're doing it in different places. And we have an opportunity. It doesn't happen often. And when it does, it is precious to those of us who have experienced it together in the past. It's an opportunity to be together physically, all in the same place, under one roof. And that's coming up in just a few short weeks in September at Legal Shield's fall event known as Leaders at All Levels. This event has been in different locations over the last several years. I remember we've been to Dallas, Texas in the past, New Orleans, Louisiana. We were in Columbus, Ohio last fall. And this year, Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. So as I was saying, this is a chance for our organization, our family, to come together and be physically in one place. And for everybody on this call right now that's listening, that has been with us long enough to have experienced events like this in the past, I don't have to encourage you or remind you to get registered, to get your tickets, to get prepared and organized to be in attendance, because you know the power of these events and the power of us coming together, especially and specifically as we are going to move into the fourth quarter of 2018, which is historically the biggest business span of our entire year, and it's coming up soon. And so it's so great that we have Leaders at All Levels in September. We're going to come into that event together. Like I said, all of the folks who've experienced it in the past, I'm sure you're all registered. But we know we have a tremendous influx of new agents, folks that haven't been with us long enough to experience this in the past. You weren't in Oklahoma City with us in the spring, so you don't know. You weren't in Columbus with us last fall, so you don't know. You weren't in Jamaica with us, so you don't know what it's like to come together as an organization of Harvard Risk Management. You might think, well, you know, it's some training. I'm sure that at some point, if it's that important, that I will get that information after the event. I don't have to be there. And you'll say, well, you know, if they're going to announce big promotions and incentives, of course they're going to email that out. They're going to put it on the Facebook group. I mean, they're going to inform the people who weren't there. And all of that, you'd be right about that. But what you can't get by waiting for the news to come out after the fact is the experience, is the community, the camaraderie. And sometimes you miss the context of the information. But more often than not, when I talk to people that have been with our company for many months or many years, and I ask them about what was the pivot point in their success, what helped them go from just being an average producer to a six or a multiple six-figure earner, without fail, they talk about the live events. They talk about Leaders at All Levels and other similar events that they've had an opportunity to plug into. And they say something happened at that event. A speaker said this, somebody showed me that, I met and had coffee or just had a chat with somebody in between sessions, and it unlocked all of the doors for me. And that, ladies and gentlemen, we can't provide in a brochure. We can't really express to you what it feels like to have those light bulb moments. to have that, to have an appreciation for saying, I am so grateful I was here. What if I hadn't been in this seat? What if I had missed this moment? So we encourage all of our new agents to join all of our veterans and all of our Harvard family come together in Nashville, Tennessee in September. If you don't yet have a ticket, you're not yet registered for Leaders at All Levels, I've got great news for you. The leadership, the executive team of Harvard Risk Management had an opportunity many months ago to pool together and purchase tickets on your behalf so that you could get them at a discounted rate. So if you were to go to Legal Shield right now, you would pay in excess of $100 per ticket to see Grant Cardone live from the stage, every top producer in Legal Shield and Harvard Risk Management training from the stage and in breakout sessions, totally worth it. No question about it, a value, no matter what. However, because we pooled our tickets together and we purchased them in advance, we're able to offer all of our Harvard agents a reduced ticket price, which is only $49. So over 50% off the normal ticket price, which again is a tremendous value. But let's save you some money and make sure that there's nobody listening today to the call that can't be with us in Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. And the way to get registered for the event, and I would do this today because obviously the tickets are a finite resource. So I would do this as soon as the call is over. Go into your agent back office, and in your toolbar, click the calendar icons, a little picture of a calendar, and you'll see some of the events that Mr. Richards was talking about that you can be registered for and should be. But if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see Leaders at All Levels, Nashville, Tennessee, featuring Mr. Grant Cardone as our keynote speaker and all of the top producers and high performers in Legal Shield and Harvard Risk Management, all in one place. So whether you're in Portland, Oregon or Portland, Maine, Miami, Florida, or Toronto, Ontario, Canada, all roads right now lead to Nashville, Tennessee. And we want to make sure that all of you have an opportunity to be there with us. It's going to be a sea of Harvard green in Nashville, Tennessee. And Mr. Riches, I'm excited to also announce that we're going to do a special promotion for our newest agents for this week. And I think that every veteran agent on the call is going to be excited to hear this because we have been paying it forward. You know, everybody agrees. Somebody showed us this opportunity. We shouldn't keep it a secret either. So most of us, many of us, have been sharing the opportunity, letting people know that you can win in America, that you can participate in the American dream, that you can be a Harvard Risk Management agent. And so many of us on this call right now have new agents that are just joining the business. And your executive team at Harvard Risk Management, and specifically our CEO and founder, Mr. Mark Riches, has made it possible that everyone this week that Fast Start qualifies, the new agents getting Fast Start qualified with either the 3-1 or 6 sales method, will earn one ticket to Nashville, Tennessee. Now listen, let me be clear about this. You may have more than 20 days left in your Fast Start period, which may mathematically extend into the month of August. But this is a very special incentive for those of you that are Fast Start qualifying. You're our newest agents, and we want to give you an additional incentive to do it quickly. The truth is most people Fast Start qualify in about 48 hours, but a lot of folks wait until it's the last 48 hours. So we now have an incentive for you to do it now. Do it in the month of July before the month is over, and get yourself a ticket to Leaders at All Levels in Nashville. Mr. Riches, I'm so excited to get all of this family together back under one roof. And with that, sir, I'll turn the call back to you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Tanner. Fantastic. I'm excited, more excited about the event now. It is going to be an incredible opportunity, and I'm really excited that we have this opportunity to help our new agents show up. You know, it's not about $49. It's not about saving $49. It's about us as a leadership team saying, this is a very important event to attend. And I'm thinking of these brand new agents that are just now getting their first promotion in the company and getting their first commission checks. I mean, they're the new blood of our organization. There's a lot of them. Like I said, we've got more this month than probably ever before. I don't know where we're going to end up, but it's probably going to be a record week and a record month for us in getting agents Fast Start qualified. I know we've been shipping out a lot of plaques to people for senior director. You'll see them on Facebook today and throughout the week, all the recognition going out on new people hitting that level. But it's not about saving them $49. It's about putting them in a place where they can make, you know, millions of dollars, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars in information from those top producers that will be in Nashville. And it's about us saying that's where you should be. It's worth it, and we don't want to put any hurdle in your way, and we're willing to pay you to come to Nashville and participate in that event. It's going to be a good one. There's still seats left. That's the great thing. We bought these tickets 6 months ago, and we've still got seating where some organizations are sold out of their tickets. They don't have any more ability to get new people there. We still do. We don't have many, but we still have a few left that we can to extend that. And so if you want to get faster qualified, this will be the great week to do it. Well, I'm real excited, and we've got a record number of people on the call this morning, and I know why, because our featured trainer is one of my favorite trainers in all of Harvard Risk Management. She is an incredible trainer and speaker. She is a top producer, and I think that's what makes her a great trainer. She's out there doing what we do. And she is a B2B professional in this business. You can go to the testimonial page and see her testimonial, her success story. But we've got joining us this morning as our featured trainer, a top producer, a $50,000 income earner from the state of Indiana, Ms. Gail Ross. Gail, I'm so excited to have you on the call. We've got a lot of folks on. They're ready to take notes. We appreciate you taking time away from your business and your family and joining us this morning. Gail's going to be talking to us about being intentional about your success. And with that, Ms. Gail Ross, I'll turn the call over to you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Richards. It's such a pleasure to be here and have the opportunity to talk to all of our HRMC agents out there as they start their week and look forward to success in the coming months and weeks to come. So as Mr. Richards says, one of the things that I am going to talk about today is being intentional about your success. And As I was coming up with a topic for this training, it was kind of a natural thing to think about because as a field trainer for the state of Indiana, I often find that new agents, when they're often in a place, especially if we go out and we walk the community and they just come off of being certified in group school, I find that they're in a place where their enthusiasm and their desire for success many times is not in step with their level of planning and preparation that's necessary to achieve that success. And if you would, just for a moment, we're a couple months away from the start of college football season. So I don't know, for many of you like me that are huge sports fans and college football being one of those things that I love to watch, if you remember when that game starts and you have the players and the coaches, and they're in a huddle and they're jumping up and down and they're screaming and they're, chanting the chants and they're trash talking the competitor. And then all of a sudden they take the field, and on that first play, one of the teams just totally gets annihilated. I mean, they just get destroyed. And after the game, the announcer asked them, "What happened?" And they said, "Well, we were so excited that we just thought that our enthusiasm is what would take us, and we wouldn't need to practice." "Well, you didn't practice?" "No, we didn't practice. We didn't tape up. We didn't do any of that." Come to find out, we probably should have. Now, that sounds like a really kind of a corny example, but is it really? I mean, take your business and take, that you're just coming off of, maybe you're getting ready to go to that leaders at all level, or you came off of a group training and you were on the mountaintop. So much excitement and enthusiasm, and you couldn't wait to get out there and do it. But yet, what have you done with that information to put yourself in a position to achieve that success that you have imagined in your mind? So that's what I want to talk to you about today, is in order to get from where your goals and your desires are, to get to that point from where you are currently, you have to be intentional about the process and the plan to get there. So that's what I'm going to spend a few minutes on. John Maxwell, and many of you study him, follow him. He was at the last leadership conference in September in Columbus. And, he was one of those people that, as Mr. Tanner talked about, changed your outlook on things. And he was that for me. I've heard about him, but I never really studied him. And since that time in September, I have just involved myself in really looking at John Maxwell, and I've really been following him quite a bit. Well, he's got a YouTube video out, and I would encourage you to spend a few minutes, go to YouTube, type in John Maxwell, the Laws of Intentionality. It's about 40 minutes long, and I think it's going to be one of those things that you'll want to listen to it, and then after you listen to it, maybe you're in your car and you're using that time to soak that information in. Then I want you to come back when you're at your desk, listen to it again, and while you're doing that, take notes, because I think it's going to be profound in what he says. But one of the things that he focuses on is that if you want to grow, you have to make a commitment. You have to grow on purpose. It's not just going to happen. Your enthusiasm, your excitement is not enough to get you to where you want to go. So where I am going to take this call in the next few minutes is I'm going to focus on three things that I encourage you to focus on to grow with intention. And that, number one, is being intentional about your training. Number two, being intentional about your scheduling or your time management. And then finally, I want you to be intentional about your reflection. And that's probably a new one, and I'll get to that here shortly. But let's talk about being intentional about your training. Now, there are several areas of training that can be addressed. You know, you have personal development that we all need to become better at. There's also product development, especially if you're a new agent. And this is the first time on your call. You are probably overwhelmed with all of the information out there about the identity theft plans, about the legal plans, the small business plans, the CDLP plans. I mean, there is a ton of information that as an expert, as someone that is a professional in this field, you will need to know. All right, so that's your product knowledge. And third, the industry knowledge. You know, when you're up there making a presentation in front of a group of employees, they're looking at you as an expert in identity theft. I mean, many times it says that right on our business cards, right? Identity theft specialist. So that means you've got to know a little bit more than what the person is that's sitting there in the room listening to you. Well, that just doesn't happen. You've got to be intentional about finding that information out, studying it, learning it, put it into practice, right? So those are three types of areas that we all need to become intentional. So let's break this down first by looking at personal development. Now, as a Harvard Risk Management associate and agent, as well as a Legal Shield agent, we are so blessed to have a wealth of information at our disposal on the back office at Legal Shield. I mean, Harvard even has their own personal development website that just has an unlimited amount of resources that can help you find an area that is of interest to you to grow professionally and grow personally. Not to mention all of the different podcasts and YouTube videos and seminars, webinars, all of those things that we can attend to help become better at what we do on a personal level. So what John Maxwell suggests, and I'm passing that along to you, is identify at least two areas and not more than five, because you don't want to overextend yourself. But let's take a look at two areas, no more than five, in areas that you want to grow personally. And maybe one of those areas is an area of choice. Maybe it's with your attitude, or maybe you want to become more disciplined at what you do. Maybe you want to become more positive. Whatever those areas of choices are, figure that one out. And then also look at an area of skill. Maybe you want to become a better public speaker, a better communicator. Maybe you want to become better at doing presentations in a VM setting or an enrollment setting. And then once you identify those areas, plot out, plan, and study a way to help become better at doing that. What Maxwell suggests is that we invest at least an hour, 24/7. I mean, there's no day off, according to his outline here. But it's not only that we bring that information in and we absorb it, but then we also have to spend time in practicing it and in reflecting it upon it. So let's say one of your goals is to become a better communicator. Well, what that might mean is you find someone that you admire that does a great job at communicating. You watch their videos. You take notes on what you liked about how they did that. You take notes on maybe some things that you would have changed. You observe how they connect with their audience. You listen to their voice inflections, their mannerisms, their movements. You study that. And then you take that and you make it your own, because only you can do what you can do. You might look at someone that does a fantastic job at making presentations, but that's their style. You need to adapt it to yours. So taking each one of those areas in which you want to become better at is an active event. It's just not reading or listening. That's a part of it. But it's like anything else. If you remember back to when you first learned to drive in driver's training, you're probably 14, 15 years old, you read the book, right? You studied the book, but then you also had to take a driving test. You had to prove that the knowledge that you brought in was something that you could actually execute. And that's no different in any area that you want to become better at. You soak it in, you observe it, and then you practice it, and you memorize it, and you become better at that. So that's an area of personal development. Let's take a look at product development. You know, look at all the different ways that you have available that you need to understand and know. You know, if you went through the Legal Shield group school, they have, my goodness, 150 slides. And there's some great information. In fact, every time I go through that training, which is probably about once a quarter, I participate in the group school, I gain new information, especially as it relates to product knowledge. Because as many of us know that have been in Legal Shield, especially with the last couple of months, things change quite a bit. So we need to be on top of that. And what I'm suggesting that you do is you take a few minutes each day and you gain that information. Maybe it's at lunch. You study a flat sheet. You look at the back office and you look at the rule changes and you look at those things that you need to know in order to communicate that to the people that you are making those presentations to. Same way is with industry knowledge. You know, identity theft, it's evolving. Every single day we hear about what's going on with identity theft, but yet we also hear that what businesses are doing to help become better at protecting themselves from that. Go to the Kroll website and see what they're doing from more of a global standpoint. Subscribe to identity theft emails that come in, like identity theft resources. We get updates every day on number of breaches and where the breaches are, just immerse yourself in that. I'm looking at my library right now. I probably have 4 or 5 books on identity theft. Because you know what? Someone that is looking to me for advice, I better make sure that I know that information so I can help educate them and let them know the importance of protecting themselves. But we can't just do that by looking at a flat sheet of what Legal Shield has. We need to also become students of the industry. Same thing with the legal profession. You know, when was the last time you took the legal needs of the American family and studied that? When was the last time you went to visit the law firm in their open houses and understood the process and asked them questions on a traditional way in which people utilize the legal system and how this is so much different? When was the last time you really thoroughly understood a closed system versus an open system? You know, that's information that can be found in the learning management system in the Legal Shield back office. You know, all of those things make you better at what you do. But you know what? It just doesn't happen. You have to be intentional about making that a priority, especially if you're new, to get that information infused into your brain and into your conversation so that it can become a natural topic of and at ease for you as you communicate those things. So in the areas of training, there are, like I mentioned, there's areas that we need to look at in personal development, product development, and industry development. My suggestion is that you block out in your schedule, your week, your daily schedule, a minimum of an hour each day, even on Saturdays and Sundays. Block that out. Maybe you spend 45 minutes in really developing your personal skill set and your aspirations, like what we originally talked about. And then, you know, during the week, 10 minutes, 15 minutes here, find out information on your product and on your industry. But the point is, you have to make it a priority, and you have to make it an intentional part of your day. All right, so be intentional about your time, about your training. Secondly, be intentional about your scheduling. You know, time management. Maybe that's one of those areas where you want to personally develop. And I would highly suggest, if you don't feel you have a good handle on that, that you do. Because think about this for a minute. All of us, it doesn't matter how successful we are, what age we are, what part of the world in which we live, we all have one thing in common, and that is we have 24 hours in a day. We have 7 days in a week. So why is it that some people can take that amount of time and they can accomplish so much more than others? And I can tell you right now, it's because they have a handle on how they manage their time and their schedule. And so what I have learned over the years is that if you just let your schedule come to chance, and you just say during the week, well, I think I'm going to go out, and I'm going to prospect today, or I'm going to make, you know, I'll try to get some decision-maker meetings lined up, and oh, yeah, I really need to get a couple enrollments going. You know, that's, again, that's the wishful thinking part. What's your plan to get that set up? So for me, what I do every year, I start with my goals. Now, we all have, we should have goals that we have in place. It could be 5 years, your vision of where you want to be. You have your year goal, and then you break it down. You have 90 days, 6 months, and monthly, weekly, and daily. If that sounds like overkill, well, for me, I need to have that because I need to have my day, my hours mapped out so that I can make sure that that hour is going to be the most productive hour that I can possibly plan for within my day, within my week, within my month. And if you're thinking right now, Gail, I can't right now, I'm confused, I don't know how to do my annual goals, you know what, break it down into 90 days. You know, Jim Tanner, and several, it was like around the July 4th weekend, his training was on, you know, what to do in the next 6 months, and was, you know, gearing up for the September convention in Nashville. You know, that's about a 90 days out. Take your time and say, what do I want to accomplish in 90 days? Then break that down. What I do, I use Outlook. And so I take and I print out my monthly calendar. I print out then every day of the week. And on Friday, I get my week set up. However you want to do it, you have to do with what works well for you. But this is one of those areas that when I work with people that are new into the employee benefits arena, this is one area where they just don't have a grasp on, and that's their time management. Because, you know, some of them are still working full-time jobs, and they want to do this part-time, and they want to be able to quit their job. And I always ask them, well, what's your plan for quitting your job? How are you going to get to that? And I get the deer in the headlight look. And that's what I'm suggesting is, that's a great goal to have, but you've got to put it down on paper. And if you're just working this part-time, then you got to make your part-time a full-time job, right? Does that make sense? Make your part-time hours that you have and work that like a full-time job. So that means if you get off work at 3 in the afternoon and you're going to start your Harvard business at 4 to 8, well, then you need to make sure that 4 to 8, you know exactly what your schedule is, and you do not let anything interrupt that. You know, the beauty about what we do as independent agents, as small business owners, is our time flexibility, right? We love to have that time flexibility, and especially if we have come off of an 8-to-5 job, many of us sometimes struggle with knowing that, you know, we don't have to report in at 8. Now, the problem is a lot of times we don't report in at 8, but we're sure willing to take off at 5 o'clock. That's not the way that it works. So what happens is when you're your own business owner and you have that flexibility in your time, your day, you have 24 hours at your disposal. And the beauty about that is you can work things in. Let's say you've got to pick the kids up at school at 3:30. Well, plan for that. And then once you got the kids off to bed, maybe you use that time for your education and your training time, or you use that to send emails. You know, however that fits in your schedule, but it doesn't stop at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It can go on, but you have to make it so that it is part of you and works into your schedule. But in order to do that, you have to be intentional about it. So we're intentional about our training. We're intentional about our schedule. The last thing I want to talk about is be intentional about your reflection. Now, you're someone who feel, what do you mean by that? Well, this was something I picked up by John Maxwell. He did. I received an email from him. It was like right around, I think it was in my notes, I have July 5th. And it was called Halftime Evaluation with John Maxwell. And it was just about a 15-minute podcast. But what he talked about is, you know, we're halfway through the year. And if you set your goals, this is a great time to take a look at where are you right now and what do you need to do to make adjustments to achieve their goals, because you've got 6 months left. And he used the analogy, again, it was with college sports, but he said, you know, there are a lot of incredible coaches out there, and they prepare their teams, they come up with a game plan, they study the film, they do an excellent job at getting their teams ready. But he says, but truly the excellent coaches, the top tiers, are the ones that are able to take a look at how their team performed in that first half and make adjustments in that second half. All right, so that's what we need to do. We need to take a look at how did we perform the last 6 months and what do we need to do right now to make changes to make that success and to meet our goals. Well, what he says is that, number one, you have to take time to reflect. But he says the challenges about reflecting is, number one, many times we don't consider that time, that reflection time, valuable, because what we value is what we find time for. So many of us don't even think about taking time to think, and that's really what we're doing. Reflection is a thinking activity, and you know what? A lot of us are afraid of thinking, right? Sounds kind of crazy, but many times we don't like to think. It's hard, our mind drifts, it wanders, maybe you don't like where you are right now, so it's a painful process. But what I encourage you to do is that if you carve out some time each day, you will find that if you schedule some time to think, you will see more and you will see before what others think. It will allow you to anticipate better, all because you scheduled some time. So within that amount of time, maybe initially you spend 15 minutes. Take that time. First thing you have to ask yourself is, what do I feel? So this is where you just let your emotions run wild. Many times we don't have that luxury. We shouldn't let our emotions take over. But this is a time where you can say, how do I feel? What's my intuition of what the last several months have, what I've done with them? Once you write that, again, get your journal out, jot that down. Maybe it's just one word adjective that you're writing down. How do I feel? Then the next thing is you write down is, well, what do I know? Right, so this is where the facts are what defines reality. What do I know is, well, you know what, I made Performance Club 3 out of 6 months, or I sold X amount of memberships, or I attended this training. You know, these are the things that is black and white. It's a definition of what took place. No emotions, dealing with the facts. Then the third thing is what do I think? So this is the bridge between thinking and knowing. So you need to think about where your heart is, which is the emotional part, and where your head is, which is the factual part, and what you think is that bridge that brings them together. If you can do that and spend the time in becoming disciplined in just taking 10 or 15 minutes a day to reflect on your past and what you need to do to make those adjustments, and that's what we call sustained thinking, and that's smart thinking, and that is what's going to be one of those things that propels you to success. So we've looked at three different areas. All of them, many of you are thinking, oh my gosh, this is so much to do. It's so overwhelming. But you know what? You have the power. Only you have the power to make yourself better. You can go to leaders at all levels. You can go to the conventions. You can go to all of the different conversations on podcasts or phone calls that take place, on briefings, whatever those things are. But if you don't have that discipline and that power to say, you know what, I need to come up with a way to implement this, then you're not going to be successful. And the thing is, it takes time. It takes, it's a little bit difficult, but it's like that workout routine. The hardest thing is getting your feet on the floor and doing it. Once you're to the gym, that first week is hard, second week's a little bit better. On that month, you're starting to anticipate doing it. And that's what I encourage you to do as you become intentional about your success in training, in time management, and in reflection. And if you can do that, I guarantee you will be so much further ahead by taking advantage of that, becoming disciplined, that success will then follow you. So hopefully you can take some of that information, put it into practice, and I look forward to seeing all of you on the leaderboards. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this today.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Gail. That was incredible. What a fantastic training. One of my favorites ever. Wow, just power-packed with information to help each of us grow our business and have more success. Being intentional in all those areas of our business. Thank you so much for your preparation in that and the incredible, excellent delivery. We appreciate you so much. And excited to apply all that. This is definitely one of those calls, ladies and gentlemen, you'll want to listen to again. It's just got so much information. I was writing as fast as I could, but so much information that will help us in our business. Very applicable. Thank you so much, Gail. We appreciate you so much. Incredible. What a perfect way to start our week. You know, we're closing out the month of July, not this week, but a little part of next week as well, but we got 9 days left, and what a great set of marching orders to go out and work with to become better and become more successful in every area. In closing, I just want to share one thought with each of you. If you could write these four things down, just top to bottom. First one is FSQ. And whenever we do that S, we do a money sign on it, because that one I'll come back and talk about in a minute. FSQ, the S could be a money sign. Then right below that, PCQ. And then right below that, SDQ. And then the fourth one is EDQ. Just want to talk about this just for a minute. I don't want to take away anything from what Gail's taught, because it's incredible. I just want to give you kind of a close on this call for the next 9 days. Every person on this call should fall in one of these categories. Let's break them down. FSQ, that's Fast Start Qualified. You get a $180 bonus. That's for our new agents. That should be your focus. If you're not Fast Start Qualified, if you haven't completed your 3-1 or your 6, that's your goal this week. That's what you should be focused on. And don't wait till the end of the month. That's where we run into trouble because you're trying to get everything in the very last day. Do it this week. This week by Friday, have everything in, everything processed, and get Fast Start Qualified. We have people that are Fast Start Qualifying in a few days. We have many that have done it their first day. So having an entire week to do it is very doable. Again, you get your first bonus check, $180, which is usually more than your commissions that you make. And we're throwing in there a free ticket to the Leaders at All Level event in Nashville with Grant Cardone. Just throwing that in if you Fast Start Qualified this week. The next one is PCQ. We've talked a lot about it. We've set a goal to have 1,000 Performance Club qualifiers within our organization by 2020. We're working toward it. It's going up every month. We welcome all those that continually every month, just like Ms. Gail Ross, Performance Club qualifies. I was looking at some numbers this morning. Let's see if I can pull it back up. We had Adam and Alicia Thompson. I wrote that down somewhere. I'll have to pull it up here in a minute, but they're like at 2,000 Performance Club qualify or points for the month already. So, I mean, we're talking 180 points. You got to have 180 points. And when you log into your back office, you'll see a number there. And if that number's in green, that's a good thing. That means you're over 180. But if that number's in red, right there in the middle, if it's in red, then that means that you've got to get that up to 180, at least 180, and be Performance Club qualified. And all of those numbers there need to be green. On the retention, either of them needs to be green, either your personal or organizational. It's always good in running your business to keep them both in the green. But if one of them dips to the red for a little bit, it's okay. If, as long as one of them's green, you're going to get your check. And then, of course, being Legal Shield Advantage. Those are the three things, and you can see it right as you log in. I got those numbers. Adam and Alicia Thompson, 2,300 Performance Club points already for the month of July. And we've got 9 days left. And we've got many agents in over 1,000 already for the month. So, again, we're talking $180 worth of premium sold within the month of July. So make sure that you're Performance Club qualified. And I know I'm preaching to the choir, probably every person on this call is there. But if you're not, get it done now. Get it done early. And join the ranks of those that are getting those free checks every month, additional money, thousands and thousands of dollars Legal Shield's willing to put in your bank account just by being consistently consistent and mastering the mundane and going out there and producing at a fairly minimal level, okay? Senior Director Qualified is the next one, SDQ. This is a new addition. It used to be just EDQ was the next step. But Senior Director Qualified is a halfway point now. And I really like it. I don't like when people rest there. It's like they get halfway and they go, oh, and they set up camp. It's like, no, that's not where you're supposed to camp. It's just a resting spot. But Senior Director Qualified is 25 cells. And those 25 memberships can come from your organization or personal. There's a limit of 15 per line. So, for example, if I have someone on my team that does 25 cells, I can count 15 of those cells toward my 25. But just because they do 25 doesn't make me a senior director. I can count 15 of it. I'm more than halfway there, but I got to go get another line that does 10, or I personally need to do 10 to hit 25. But 25 sales as senior director, it bumps you up into a major commission increase. I mean, you get a big chunk of money, a $40 bonus on every sell, on every $49.90 sell in your entire organization. So senior directors are starting to make money. We have senior directors that are making $50,000 a year. And so that, again, it's not where we want you. It's not the ultimate goal, but it's a good halfway point. And if you're not right now at a senior director and you're sitting at 15 sells for the month, that's your goal. You've already got your Performance Club done. That should be your goal, to say, hey, I'm going to go get 15 more sells and get to 25 and lock that senior director level down. And even if you're not a director yet, you might not hit senior director, but you're on your way. Make that your focus to have 25 organizational sales. And again, you can count unlimited personal. Like, you can go out and write 25 sales and you're there. We have many, many people that do that. Or you can write 25 sales or 20 sales and your team write 5 and you're there. It's any combination with a maximum of 15 in each line. And the fourth one, this is a big goal. This is what Mr. Tanner trained on Thursday. I hope you listen to the playback of that if you missed the live call, but it's executive director qualified. It's not platinum. I didn't put that on there. That's beyond that, and it's big, big money, millions of dollars. But EDQ is an additional $50 bonus on top of the $40. I mean, it's a huge amount of money in bonuses paid at that executive director level. You get overrides on both senior and executive on your entire team, every Performance Club qualifier. But executive director qualified requires 50 sales a month. And again, that same rules, unlimited personal. So you can go out and write 50 sales. That counts. Or you can. That's what I talked about on the webinar Tuesday, is going out and writing 50 sales a month and hitting executive director every month. That'll put you on track for $100,000 a year plus. You can have a team that does the sales. Like, for example, my team does 50 sales the first day of the month. I'm executive director qualified. That's the best way to do it. Get a team out there. They go out and do it. If I mess up and sell one, it doesn't really help me hit a different level. I just get paid a commission on that sale. But you can count up to 20 sales per line for executive director. So here's the close. One of those fits you. One of those should be your goal for the next 9 days. If you're brand new, it's Fast Start Qualify. Let's lock that down and let's do it this week, not next week. If it's Performance Club, you're not Performance Club qualifying, that should be your goal. That's every amount of your energy should be focused on locking down Performance Club before Friday. And again, doing it this week versus next week. Next Monday and Tuesday, work on next month's Performance Club. You know, Adam and Alicia and many people, Melanie Knapp, Chris Corley, Rich Miller, Scott Brooks, you know, Gary Pear, Renee McKnight, Mike Riches, Jessica Hooten, Gail Ross, Jeremy Jordan, Evan Westenskow, Evan Brooks, Susick Vanderbilt, all of them are Fast Start qualified for this month and not Fast Start, Performance Club qualified for July, and they've already locked down August. They've got 180 rollover points to August, and there's probably a whole other page. That was just my first page I was looking at. But they all have July and August locked down. So you can – let's get July done now. If you're not Performance Club qualified, let's make that happen. We need you a part of that core group that Performance Club qualifies every single month. And if you have any questions on, okay, what do I need to do, let us know. Let your support team know. We're here to help you make that a reality. And then Senior Director qualified, if you've already got your Performance Club done, yeah, you know, don't think, well, let's now do Performance Club for August. That's easy. That's going to become a byproduct of going to Senior Director. What I want you to focus on is how close are you at hitting that additional bonus money that's available at Senior Director and having a goal in place and a plan in place to lock down Senior Director. And be intentional about it. Be focused on it. I don't want to repeat all the things that Jim Tanner trained on Thursday, but that's exactly what that 40 minutes of training is how to, just like Gail taught this morning, how to be intentional about that, how to make that a reality in your life. It's totally up to you. You're 100% responsible for being at that level or not being at that level. And then the last thing is the executive director qualified. If you're already at the senior director level, what do you need to do in your business for the next 9 days to get and lock down that executive director? And there's been times I'm in the business and I'm at 5 or 6 sales by this time in the month. And I've never not been an executive director because I am intentional about making it happen. I've been executive director qualified every month in my business. And there's people that are right now saying, I will not miss it. They might be halfway there. They might not even be halfway there, but they're focused on it. And they've set that as not just a goal, but they've put it in their mind that it's going to be a reality. And next Tuesday, they will wrap up this month and be executive director qualified. And the sad part is there's people that are intentional about not being there. Now, I know that sounds weird, but if you're saying there's no way to do it, that's being intentional. You've now put that in play that it will not occur. There's no one saying today I'm not going to make it that makes it. And there's many, many people that are saying today, they're far away from it maybe, but they're saying I'm going to make it. I'm going to do it. And I'm telling you, the universe conspires together to make it happen. It will happen. But it all starts with your decision and what you decide. So I just wanted to review that because all of us have a place to go. And just real quick, for those that are executive director qualified, platinum. You know, where are you on building your platinum organization, helping 4 other people in your organization become executive director qualified? So you can join us in Iceland and Rio de Janeiro and all these incredible places that the company sends us. On these amazing trips, Italy was just incredible, and I want you to be there, and I'm so excited that Jim and his wife are going to be able to join us in Iceland in October with all the other Platinums and hang out for a week there, and we want you there, and so set that as a goal. Make that a reality in your business. Once again, thank you, Mr. Tanner, for hopping on and talking about the importance of us all being in Nashville. If you haven't got your ticket for that event, be sure to do that today. thank you so much, Ms. Gail Ross, for an amazing training full of incredible information that will help each of us improve our business and be more successful. And thank you to each of you for joining us on the call this morning. We wish you a very successful day. We'll join you on the B2B certification webinar tomorrow night. God bless each one of you. Have a terrific day.